You're listening to the Law of Attraction Radio Network.
In the fall of 2013, Gary Temple Bodley began channeling a group of non-physical teachers known as Joshua. Soon thereafter, Joshua asked Gary to start writing. They have since produced 4 books and answered hundreds of questions in written form. In the spring of 2016, on the Law of Attraction cruise, Gary underwent hypnosis and Joshua spoke through him for the first time. Since that time, Gary has been practicing channeling Joshua verbally in live weekly calls with one-on-one students. These Joshua calls are now available to those of you joining us on the Leading Edge of Thought. This is the expansion of the Law of Attraction. This is Joshua Live. We're thrilled you're here.
Hi, everyone, and welcome to Joshua Live. I'm Gary Temple Bodley. In today's episode, Joshua talks about the difference between beliefs and knowing. As we look at our lives, we have learned a bunch of stuff, and we think we know a lot of things. But there's so much behind the scenes that we can't possibly know from our human perspective. So when we think we know something, we actually put ourselves apart from all new information because we shut ourselves off from the new information. If we change that idea of knowing to just a set of beliefs, then we can look at those beliefs. Are they limiting or are they empowering? The limiting beliefs hold you back from living the life that you intend to live, that you desire. And the empowering beliefs allow you to get into a frequency that calls those things to you. So we just want to change our beliefs from limiting to empowering. But if you think you know things, well, generally speaking, those things you think you know are just there to keep you feeling safe. And they're not true or false. They're just highly intense beliefs, and they might be limiting, they might be empowering. But if we can change that to say, I don't really know anything, nor do I need to know, I'm open to new information, then we get guidance that will move us along our path of self-discovery to learn everything we came here to learn. And that's really a really positive mindset. So Joshua really sums that up in today's episode. I think you'll love it. Before we start, I'd like to remind you to definitely subscribe to this podcast. Definitely share it with a friend. You all have lots of friends that you may not know that are interested in this stuff. Everyone's interested in self-improvement, and what better way is there to improve than by altering your belief system? And if you could leave a review, that would be awesome. There's a description on how to leave a review below. Joshua has 4 amazing books. They're available on Amazon. Check those out. Just search my name on Amazon, Gary Temple Bodley. And we have this 7-day course, too, that you might be interested in. It's how to radically alter your vibration through changing your set of beliefs in 7 days. And this incorporates the manifestation event form that you may have heard about. So I'll send you the program, the guide to how to fill out the manifestation event form and the form itself so that you can do that at home. So if you'd like that, just send me an email to garybodley@gmail.com and I'll be happy to send it. And I'll be really interested to hear from you as well. So enjoy this show, and we'll see you next time. We are thrilled to be here.
Hey, Joshua.
Hello, hello, Joshua.
Hi, Joshua.
So we want to touch a bit about what we sent you earlier today regarding the difference between knowing and your beliefs. In your life as a human being, you believe that you know things. You know who you are. You know who everyone else is. You know what your town is, what you label everything, the definition of things, what you've learned, what you see around you, and you have this idea that that's a tree, that's a house, that's downtown, that's a car, that's my friend Bob, that's my child, that's my parent, that's my friend, that's my mate. And in this knowing of it, you've created this structure for your reality. It's your perception of reality based on what you know. And what you know is the experiences that you've had in this lifetime. And those experiences have guided you along this journey of discovery. So as you have new experiences, you learn more. And in this learning more, what you are perceiving is that you're coming to know things more deeply. But the knowing is simply a belief. It's the belief that that is a tree, that is a house, that is my child, that is my parent. You don't actually know who your child is. You don't actually know who you are. You don't actually know where you are or what these conditions are at the base level of it. You don't see what's really going on. You don't see all the cells and all the energy and all the vibrations of these things. you operate within this liquid and fluid form of reality, making decisions about what everything is. So everything is a relationship to you based on what you think you know. But actually, you don't know anything and you wouldn't want to know anything. In the non-physical, there is a level of knowing that's quite a bit more readily available to you. But even in the non-physical, you don't actually know anything, nor would you want to know anything. You have greater knowledge, but that knowledge has been gained through lifetimes and lifetimes and lifetimes and interactions and witnessing and experiences and all these things. And so at the base level of who the human is and what the human is a search engine. It's a entity that is created from source to come to new awarenesses and new understandings of what source is on a whole new level. And so if you compare the understanding or the awareness of the human of your life in relation to what source is or what this physical realm is, compared to that of a dog or a cat or a squirrel or an amoeba, each has a different level of awareness. You have simply come to a higher level of awareness. And those of you who are listening to this now, whether you're on the call live or listening at a later date, are seeking information that is new. And this is the basis of who you are. You are explorers and you are set on a course of discovery. You are constantly, constantly, constantly seeking new information and discovering new things. And you would not want to discover everything. But the more you discover, the more it lights you up, the more you tune in to the source essence that is you. And as such, as a being of source, as is all consciousness, you are understanding what source is from your unique perspective. And that unique perspective is added into the record or the tapestry of all experiences and all perspectives and all perceptions. And so as you go along your life, seeking to know things at a new level, allowing yourself to go with your curiosity, you gain in clarity. And clarity is what you're seeking. Now, the clarity will never get completely filled in because the seeking is eternal. It's infinite. And so how does that relate to the life you're living? Well, as an aspect of source, as the source creator of your reality, you have come here at this time to understand more about who you are at greater levels of awareness than you've ever been before. And so is everyone else. So is the mass consciousness of humanity understanding what is going on here at the highest level of awareness of any previous point in history. And as you move forward, as humanity moves forward, as you personally move forward, you will gain new insights that relate to you, and others will gain new insights that relate to them. And mass consciousness as a whole gains new insights that had never been before available to understand. And so it's moving in this general direction towards more awareness, more clarity, but on a never-ending scale, on an infinite and eternal scale. And so when you say, I know something, what you're doing is saying, I have a very intense belief about that thing. And generally, that is all based in the fear of not knowing. But even the fear of not knowing drives you to know more, except when you have a fear of knowing too much. Because the more you know, the more you have to push past fear to embrace new concepts, rise to new vibrational levels. Because at the level where you exist right now, this limited state compared to the expanded state, you have a certain level of awareness. And in a enhanced level of awareness, you will have to move to a higher vibration. That higher vibration is one where the knowing is not necessary. In fact, the knowing, the perception that you have knowledge, sort of bypasses the new knowledge that can come in. Because if you say, A and B equals C, and that's it, you can't get to the nuances around C, which is the new perspective from a higher vibration. If you could give up needing to know what's coming, what anything else is, and be open to the lessons that will be shown to you through experiences, then you can go with the flow of those experiences, understanding that those are brought to you because you have a deep pre-birth desire to know more. Now, what you think about yourself is a highly limited perspective of who you truly are. Who you truly are is a magnificent, eternal, limitless being of pure positive love and acceptance. That essence of who you are, that ultimate truth of who you are, is arrived at through experiences. And in the fear of understanding who you are because you want to conceptualize your reality, you often do not go where the inspiration is asking you to go because there is a fear of the unknown. But in the unknown is everything that you really want, because in the unknown, as you move towards that, as you open yourself, as you become vulnerable to the unknown, you gain clarity and you gain truth and you gain more knowledge and more wisdom. And this is why you came. This is why you're here now. And this will be forever your journey of self-discovery. And with that, we'd like to talk to you about anything you'd like to talk about. Who would like to start?
I have something.
Yes.
Hello.
Hello.
I was reading this morning about when we desire something versus, it says we can have anything we want and we can choose what we would like. And it also says that we decided already before we came. So in my little system here, it's like, oh, it seems like it's predestined, but yet it's flexible as we go. Can you please explain? Thank you.
Let's imagine that what you truly want is clarity and you do not care how you get there. So that any experience that comes to you is aligning with this pre-birth desire, with this true desire. The true desire is more clarity, more self-discovery, more movement along this path of truth, more movement towards love. You do not know from your limited perspective as a human how to arrive at this truth of who you are. However, your inner self does, source does, the universe does. Everything is lined up to help you move along your journey of self-discovery. Where your free will comes in is to say no, to say, I refuse to act on that inspired idea. I refuse to take a look at who I truly am. I refuse to explore the authentic version of who I am. And instead, I choose to explore the inauthentic version of who I am. Now, you can choose to explore the inauthentic version of you, who you are, believing in bad and wrong, believing that you're not enough, that you're not worthy, trying to make the conditions change so that you'll feel something new. And that's a valid exploration, but it isn't aligned with the exploration that you intended in this life. And so the universe, source, your inner self, is always letting you know when you're off course through emotion. If you feel negative emotion, it's because your perspective is fully on the inauthentic version of you, the untrue version of you, or the untrue version of your friends and family, or the untrue version of your reality. If you are believing in lack, then you are exploring this illusion. And that exploration is just as valid because it is a way to understand the world more, way to understand you more, way to understand everyone else more. It is greater knowledge and greater clarity, but it's not fun. It's not enjoyable. It's not true. It's exploring the illusion. Now, there's benefits in exploring the illusion, but you've all explored the illusion enough. You've all explored the illusion of lack, whether that's lack of money, lack of time, lack of love, whatever it is. You've all explored this idea that you are unworthy. You've all adopted limiting beliefs. The limiting beliefs, you could say, are true. It's true that I don't have enough money or a bank account. It's true that I don't have anyone who loves me. It's true that my conditions aren't what I want. But that isn't true. It's the illusion. And that limiting belief is just that, the illusion. The truth is You have all the love coming through you. You have all the financial abundance you need to explore whatever you're exploring. You have all the time in the world. From the non-physical perspective, you know that you have all the time in the world. If you are bouncing into this life and living it, what seems a finite existence, that's the illusion. You will reemerge into the non-physical, and in the non-physical, there's no time because it's eternal, and you'll bounce into another physical reality to explore something else, thinking that you don't have enough time or don't have enough money or don't have enough love. The love is flowing through you from source. It's always flowing through you from source. You cannot put a limit on it except for a perceptual limit. You can believe you don't have enough love in your life, but that's because you're looking outside yourself. All the love is contained within. So if you're looking over there for love and the love is within you, waiting to beam out of you, well, that's a perceptional idea of your reality. It's all based on a belief system. And we understand this was the belief system that you were taught. This is the belief system of humanity. In humanity, in this idea that everything you want exists outside of you, you'll be chasing this illusion. When you come to realize that everything exists within you, that you are the source of your reality and the creator of that reality, then all you have to do is change your perception of reality from the victim to the creator. So you can be, have, and do anything you desire as long as you're willing to be curious about what that is. What is the potential? I understand my life looks like this from my perspective and my belief system is saying this is true, but what is the potential? Well, let's start with what you're interested in. You're interested in these teachings, you're interested in your family, you're interested in some things you watch on YouTube, you're interested in whatever your passions and interests are. You can go with the flow of these things, letting behind or letting go of the limiting beliefs that you have any lack, you're not worthy enough, and you're not able to do these things, you see. Now, why would you believe that you're not able to be, have, and do anything you want? Because you've tried and tried and effort and struggled, and we're always exploring the inauthentic version of you or the untrue version of you. You are always exploring the illusion of lack, limitation, and as such, those limiting beliefs, because you were driven by the limiting beliefs to try and manipulate the conditions to get things you want outside of you, that not working, because it cannot work, reinforces the limiting beliefs. So how would you adjust your exploration from lack to prosperity? You would have to radically alter your set of beliefs. Oh, prosperity looks like this. Well, that means I would have to put myself out there to create a business that I'm inspired to create, or to invent something I'm inspired to invent, or to invest something that is exciting to me. Well, that requires a leap of faith. You'd have to now say, if I am fundamentally source consciousness and I'm limitless, why have I been exploring limitation? Oh, my belief system is such that exploring limitation feels comfortable while exploring limitlessness feels uncomfortable. The discomfort comes from the fear that you are experiencing lack, that you can't do things, that you're not enough, that you're not worthy of the things that you want. Of course, none of that's true. So now you'll have to embrace a new belief system. I am the source creator of my reality. Number one, I am a being of love. Number two, I can have, be, and do anything I want. Number three, the difference between what I truly want and what I think I want must be understood and analyzed by you. Number four, you see? And as you go along this, raising your vibration and thinking of yourself in higher terms, true terms, the reality of who you are, as you do this, then you raise your vibration, you receive inspiration, and then the question will be, will you act on the inspiration? Will you have faith that it will always lead to an expanding version of you? Or will you succumb to the fear that will always pop up? So the difference between the life you're experiencing now and the life of your dreams is one of altering your beliefs around who you are so that you can push past the fear and act when inspired to act with a sense of curiosity, not a sense of achievement. Curiosity is, this is all about discovery. What am I capable of? How am I worthy to pursue my dreams? Who am I truly? Curiosity, curiosity, curiosity. Achievement says, if I push past the fear and achieve this outcome, it will mean something about me.
Yeah.
It will validate my existence. You see? And that's an outcome that's based in the illusion because, of course, as source, you would never need to validate yourself. You are the creator. The creator needs no validation. The creator just creates. So switch your perspective off of achievement and validation and onto curiosity and discovery.
And that can happen through the manifestation event forms.
That can happen through your primary decision that you are source, not the victim. Once you make that decision, I am source, let's see where this goes, then everything will come to you. Everything you need will come to you. And then so you like play this as quickly or slowly as you like.
Ooh, there's such an urgency there. But at the same time, I know that this is a spread of over lifetimes. So
don't you like the idea of urgency? Because without the urgency, you sit on the couch eating bonbons, watching TV all day. The urgency to discover who you are is inbred in your DNA and in the DNA of all humans. Exploration, discovery, that's how you're wired. And so with this finite life existence that you perceive to be true, you are caused to take some action. The choice now is the action aligned with who I truly am, or is the action designed to change the conditions? Is the action based in fear and urges to control conditions, or is the action based in love, which is a pursuit of discovery of who you truly are without an attachment to the outcome, because the outcome will always be you are love.
And over time, telling the difference will come easier because...
Sure. If you see yourself as source, knowing that you're participating in a game here that you designed, believing in the illusion that you created because you as source created it all, and now witnessing the difference between knowing and beliefs. I believe X, Y, and Z. Is X, Y, and Z true? Absolutely not, because you are beyond definition. You are a limitless being. I believe that I am this. I know I am this. Oh, you know you are this? How do you know you are this? You haven't even started exploring yet. Wait till you really discover who you are. You'll look back on who you think you are now and you'll say, I didn't know anything. Now, I didn't know anything is a very powerful stance, because the idea that you know something stops any desire to learn more about it. And in the idea you know nothing creates a desire to know more about it.
Oh my God. What are we talking about when we're referring to our inner knowing then? Is that letting go of knowing anything to follow the inner knowing?
Yes. So the inner knowing refers to your inner self who exists in the non-physical. Now, imagine you as a human living your life, having your childhood, adapting your limiting beliefs, going on your trajectory, having all the human experiences that you've had. Creating beliefs about who you are, who everyone else is, who the conditions are, society at large. You have this set of beliefs. Those beliefs are partly limiting, partly empowering. But they are not true in the sense of what the truth is infinite. So you're somewhere along this spectrum from ignorance to truth. At the one end of the spectrum in ignorance, you exist in a state of fear. And that causes you to journey towards more truth. Now, at the state of pure truth, at the end of this rainbow, where this rainbow keeps going forever, is absolute knowing about who you are. Now, as a human, you are more on the fear side of this spectrum, and your inner self is more on the love side of the spectrum. So the inner knowing is the knowing that your inner self has about who you are, why you're here, how this whole system works, all that. If you're looking towards outside of you, other humans who are telling you what to do, even us telling you about how this works, you are denying the truth within. The truth within is available to you when you get to the awareness that you are far more greater than you appear to be when you look in the mirror. And all of the information that you need to move along your journey of self-discovery in a joyful way is delivered to you by your inner self. Whether that is direct communication, the words that you hear, the thoughts that you think, that you understand are coming from your inner self or source, or whether it's things you're being guided to through your curious mind, inspirations, or whether it's through your emotions. Your emotions are telling you, are you aligned with the truth of you? Yes, you feel good. Are you buying into the illusion of you? No, you're feeling bad. That game of hot, cold, oh, you're getting warmer, you're getting warmer, you're getting warmer, is the same as positive emotion, positive emotion, positive emotion. Oh, you're getting colder, you're freezing, is the negative emotion. Feel good, you're moving along your path of self-discovery, and you're receiving inspiration. Feel bad, you are exploring who you are not and receiving urges to change the conditions. Be more aligned with the truth of who you are. You'll feel good more of the time. You'll have more access to the inner knowing in every single form that it comes in. And you'll be guided through inspiration to take action and push past fear to do have experiences and do things that will create greater levels of clarity.
Okay.
Excellent. Wonderful Thank question. You. Who's next?
I have a question.
Yes, Jim.
So, hi, Joshua. It's my first live. Hello to everybody else. Brand new to the boot camp, less than a week. So, my question is about my alignment or my personal connection to source or my inner self. I'm honing this skill, building this muscle, and I'm starting to get more frequent physical manifestations of this alignment. And I guess I know the answer to my question, but I'm looking for your confirmation. So sometimes when I meditate and I get to a point and I'm experiencing joy, I feel on my left side, I feel this electricity come in and just like wash through my entire body, head to toe. It comes in waves, it's a beautiful feeling. And then I also have developed in the last month or two, I'll get a real quick ringing in my ear and then I will get thoughts. And I've started to trust more and more that the ringing of the ear is a signal that I have reached some type of connection or alignment and that I should pay attention to the thoughts that are coming. So am I interpreting this correctly, or is this just something weird with my ears? And I don't know, I think I know the answer, but I want to hear it from you.
You're interpreting it as accurately as you can from where you stand now. The physical sensations are much like Gary was offered in the early days. When he would meditate, it was something that came on during meditation that was new and completely different. And so he had to pay attention to it, just like you're having to pay attention now. From a fear-based perspective, you might say, oh, this is weird. Open your eyes, stop meditating. But you've already reached a higher level here. So you understand there's nothing to fear, that you could open your eyes and it would go away at any time, that you have absolute total control over it. And it's a loving embrace. You are ready to bring in the inner wisdom of your source, of your inner self, to do what you came here to do. So everything in your life has led up to this moment, to the moment where you've started to accept that maybe there's something more going on here, and maybe that you are quite a bit more elevated than you once thought you were, quite a bit more aligned, quite a bit more masterful, more spiritual, more of a advanced explorer, and more ready to step into the truth of who you are. Maybe you've explored the illusion of who you are enough for this lifetime and enough past lifetimes, and now you're ready to move from this limited version of you to a limitless version of you. Now, so if you, like Gary, existed going by the rules of society and trying to manifest what you think would make you be loved, be appreciated, be respected, and got to a certain level, realizing that that alteration of the outside conditions was really an exploration in futility. And then you found your way through things you've been interested in and teachings that you've paid attention to in the past, and here you are now at a new level. The next logical step is to connect to your inner self. The point of the boot camp is for everyone to learn to connect to their inner self, to that inner wisdom. Now, you've gotten there relatively quickly because you've done enough thinking in your life. You started out with a pre-birth intention that was very strong, that you were able to entertain the possibility that something else was going on here, and that you weren't perceiving that you knew how physical reality actually worked. You were more open to, is there a new level of awareness that could be had in this reality? And what would that look like? And what would be the benefit of that? And so you went along receiving inspiration from your inner self, acting on enough inspiration to get to this state of vibration where you exist in now, which is a very, very high state of vibration. You've come to accept yourself at a level that you might say, okay, that's nice, but we'll say from a level that is not normal for most humans, that most humans are existing in a state of fear about who they are, unworthiness, not enoughness of who they are, wishing they were different, playing the victim role. You've appreciated enough in your life, appreciated the journey of your life, how everything was always working out for you, and nothing was really a problem, that there were no real problems, and that the problems you encountered, you could see past pretty easily, till you reach to where you are now. And now it's coming to you. Now everything that you intended prior to your birth is coming to you. It's coming online. You are linking up with the intentions you set prior to your birth. And so this is now starting to be an exciting ride for you. Yet it is unfamiliar, uncomfortable, and possibly a little scary. However, there is nothing to be afraid of. There is that the fear is completely irrational because it is everything you truly want. And so with all of you, everything you truly want is on the other side of becoming authentic. And to become authentic just means you'll have to push past fear as you're inspired to expand to vastly more powerful iterations of who you are.
Thank you. Thank you for that.
Does that resonate with what you were perceiving from inside?
Yes. I received some of that electricity feeling very, I could feel it in degrees. There's the ringing in my ear. I know that I'm connected. And so yesterday I had one more question because I'm starting more and more to trust the thoughts that I get to stop my own thinking. I get those feelings that I described. I stop and I listen to the thoughts that I get. And yesterday was Easter. And so I listened to church online, and then I actually went to church in person, and then I had, you know, my meditation. I got the full gamut of religion and spirituality yesterday. And I was making Easter lunch with my wife, and I heard the ringing in my ears, and I stopped, and I said to my wife, I said, your dad is here. And I've never, I mean, she lost her dad when she was 19, and I was there too, and I knew him, and I'm just starting to trust these feelings. It's like, I would never say that out loud before, as you know, and she's not into this work like I am, but she went with it. She heard me. Was I on point or was I just imagining things? I don't know.
If you perceive that communication on a thought level with other humans, with your inner self, and with any other entity that is attached to you in love is a weird thing, that's based in fear.
Right.
I don't want to be seen as weird. Gary has this all the time. I don't want to be seen as weird. I want to be seen as normal. And so look at Gary coming from the most normal kind of guy he thought he could be to the most bizarre kind of guy he ever thought existed on the planet. And it came in about 10 to 7 years. So it's only the fear saying or giving you any doubt. And that's true of anything that you are thinking of, whether it's talking to a new friend, starting a new business. It's just that doubt, the doubt of anything, because you do not know. If you knew, there wouldn't be the doubt. So you want to come from the doubt to the confidence, the ignorance to more understanding. And so as you open yourself up in love, this is a message of love from your father to you. I am sharing it out of love. And I am pushing past fear to share this with you because I care about what you think of me. If you want to control how she thinks of you, you will not act in love in any area of your life. If you allow yourself to be who you truly are and have faith that when she sees the authentic version of you, she will love that version, truly, because the version that she sees now is not who you authentically are. So as you move towards more authenticity and allow these gifts and these pre-birth intentions to flow through you, then you will find great joy in it and it'll be of immense benefit to those that you choose to interact with. This is who you are. Anything that you thought about yourself was this perception that was based in not enoughness, unworthiness, the disbelief of who you truly are, the limited version of who you truly are. This is who you truly are. And this version of you is magnificent and is limitless and will lead to everything you truly desire. Everything you truly desire is based on your pre-birth intentions. You intended to come to understand who you are. You intended to unleash your talents and attributes. You intended to bring in more joy, more love, and more examples of alignment, enlightenment, love to those who will be seeing you and those in your life now and those who you haven't met yet. This is the fruition of who you intended to be. And it is joyous, except there's a little bit of fear of weirdness in there too. A little bit of doubt, a little bit of discomfort. You'll move easily past that.
Thank you so much.
Excellent. Who's next?
Hi, Joshua.
Hi, Reshma.
So I have a question about vibration, and in the documents you have given us, in one of them it said, if you want an apple, you have to become a vibrational match to the apple, because the apple's not going to change its vibration. It's fixed. So that has confused me a little bit in regards to my ceiling light. It's a fluorescent tube, and for several years, it's not been working properly. I switch it on. It takes 30 seconds, 1 minute to turn on, or it doesn't turn on at all. So I called the electrician. I said, see, I'm going to flip the switch. It's not going to turn on.
I
flipped the switch. It turned on immediately. And so I'm viewing it like as if the tube light has changed its vibration. Before it was off, now it's on. And the funny thing is the electrician said, this happens often with his clients. It's not working. Then when he gets there in front of him, everything is fine.
Yes. Because he doesn't have the limiting beliefs about this light meaning something that you do. He doesn't need it to not work for him to see that he's a victim. You need it to not work. Whatever you have in your life is not working is there to reinforce the fact that you are not the creator of your reality, because you do not perceive that you are the creator of your reality. You perceive that everyone else is affecting your reality, that every other condition cannot be changed by a change from the inside, but only a change on the outside. It all has to do with your vibration. So the vibration of alignment is that you're the creator of your reality. You absolutely deserve to be, have, and do anything you want. You're absolutely worthy of everything you want, and that everything is always working out for you. If you were to believe that, everything in your life would work, unless there was an area in your life that you didn't fully believe it. And in those areas where you didn't fully believe it, the light would have to have a little issue. The plumbing would have to have a little issue. The people in your life would have to have a little issue, so that you could see which area of your life needed a vibrational boost based in your belief system. Okay. So we like the analogy of the circle of lights representing your life. So let's say there's 100 lights in a ring, and some of those lights are illuminated 100%. They're bright, 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 bright. And some lights are dimmer. And so you, from a distance, you have a nice beam of light coming off this circle light. If you look closely, you'll see, oh, this one's brighter and this one's dimmer. Now, the brighter one indicates where you see yourself as worthy, as source, as the creator, the highest opinion of yourself in that area of your life. Maybe it is in art. Maybe it is in language. Maybe it is in loving others. The dimmest ones would be, maybe it's a bit of unworthiness in the area of finances, or in the area of respect, or in the area of security. And so those are the areas where there's limiting beliefs. And so how would you know that those are dim? Well, you don't have that circle of light that you can look at and find out the dim areas. So the universe sets up a really fun, interesting thing for you. If you're a little dim in one area, you'll receive a manifestation event. It's just an event that causes you to feel negative emotion because you have a limiting belief in that area. You think that that event was wrong, and your inner self is saying, no, 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 it's not wrong. It's actually pointing to a limiting belief. Let's use that emotion to find that limiting belief. Oh, I'm not worthy of love from other people. Oh, okay. Well, that's not true. Let's prove it's not true. Let's delve deep into this. Let's go on and on. Let's find evidence it's not true. Let's spend an hour on that worksheet, understanding, why is this happening to me? Why do I have this limiting belief? Where did the limiting belief start from? What does it mean? What is the evidence that proves it's false? On and on and on and on again. And then as you do that, that little light glows a little brighter. It's not fully on yet, but it's just a little bit brighter than it was before, because you haven't blamed the event itself. You've understood there's a limiting belief that triggered the event. Without the limiting belief, that event could not be triggered. So you have this light, and the light doesn't seem to be working. And you could say, where is the limiting belief there? And we will say that that is annoying. It's not, it doesn't drive you into absolute rage. It's just annoying. So the light there about your worthiness to have everything that you want when you want it is just a little bit dimmer than being fully brightly lit. And so you have an urge, because you do not like this thing. You think this light is wrong. You think it should come on. But the light can't come on if you have that limiting belief, because the light is trying to show you have a limiting belief. It's flickering to show you have a limiting belief, but you're not paying attention. You're just saying the light's wrong, it should be different. And so from that belief that the light's wrong, you have an urge, the urge to change the condition. Now that urge is simply going to put you into another manifestation event. It's not going to solve the problem. The problem is you have a limiting belief about your worthiness. The light is showing you that, so there is no problem, because the light is doing its job. You think it's wrong, so you receive an urge to change the condition, and you call the electrician. Now, guess what the manifestation event is? The manifestation event is the embarrassment you feel when the electrician turns it on full bright. And then you realize it's not the light, it's me. You see? Isn't this an amazing way the universe works to show you where your light is a little bit dim?
You're saying that it not turning on is just trying to convey a message to me that I don't feel worthy?
In every single event where you think something is wrong, that event, whether it's the light or an argument with a friend or someone putting their dog poop in your trash can, all of these are perfect scenarios to help you uncover limiting beliefs. You can call them wrong. You can act on urges to change conditions. But if you act on an urge to change conditions, it's going to lead you into another manifestation event that's going to be a little bit stronger until you get the message. The message is whatever limiting belief that you come up with is to be processed in this moment so that you could raise your vibration and then have everything you want in this life. So your vibration, if you look again at that circle of light, has a lot of lights lit up. And so you're living a wonderful life and has a lot of dim spots. So there's a lot of areas of resistance. And so the manifestation events come to show you that you're just resisting the perfection of this, what you perceive as faulty light and what we perceive as perfect light. If the light did not take time to turn on, well, maybe something else would have gotten your attention that would be even less desirable. This is just annoying. But something else could be something even more annoying. And so the light is perfect because it's a simple thing. It caused you to ask this question, you see? And this question actually will go on to help other people when they think about the little annoying things in their life that don't seem to be working. They can just say, oh, it's a little bit of resistance. No big deal. Maybe I can find a limiting belief in this. And if they can find any limiting belief at all, whatever it is, we just use worthiness as a catch-all, but whatever that limiting belief is, they can say, no, that's not true. That's not true. Other lights work, so it can't be the light. It has to be something else. It's not true. It's not true. It's not true. It's false. It's false. It's false. And then your little light in your little circle beams a little brighter, and you offer a little less resistance, and your vibration raises. And eventually you'll raise to the vibration of a perfectly working light and everything else that works perfect as well. Now, why didn't you just rip the light out, put in a new light, and be done with it?
I could have.
You could have. Why didn't you?
I wanted to understand why it was not working.
Or you wanted to suffer through it and say, there's the reason. There's the reason I can never get anything I want. Everything breaks down. I need a man in the house to fix these things. How come I'm all alone? Why don't I have a man in the house to fix everything? How come I have to do it myself? You see? Playing that victim role, everything has to show you that you're playing a victim role. You want everything to show you you're playing a victim role if you're playing a victim role. And if you're playing a victim role, everything's going to come to you is coming for you to see that you're approaching life in an inauthentic way. And you're not manifesting what you truly want. And that's fine. Go with the flow of these events, but welcome them and say, okay, another event happened. Let's look at that limiting belief. That's all you have to do. But have fun with it. And if you can have fun with it, they don't need to be serious. They can just be annoying. And if you just had annoying manifestation events, well, that's a pretty good life, we think.
And can you repeat why for the electrician it worked perfectly? Like, what was he thinking?
Because he is part of your manifestation event. So if he came to the house, and if that light is intended for you to see a limiting belief about yourself, if he came and said, oh yeah, you're right, the light doesn't work, well, that wouldn't mean anything, right? It wouldn't be a manifestation event. This is pointing out that this weird anomaly is pointing out a manifestation event. And it caught your attention enough to ask this question. That was the purpose of the light. So when he came, his vibration matched the light's vibration because they're both trying to show you that it's not the light, it's you. So he's one aspect of this manifestation event. The light's another aspect of it. You're the point between the two, and you have the option to realize it's your vibration. Okay. Not the lights, not the repairman's, but yours. That's why this all happened. That's why all manifestation events happen. It's not the other people who say the mean things. It's your limiting belief that interprets it as wrong. The people are doing their job perfectly. The universe is doing its job perfectly. Are you getting the message or are you not? That's up to you. You can resist the message and say, no, that damn light is wrong. That electrician doesn't know what he's doing. Or you can say, oh, maybe it's a limiting belief. Let's play around with that. Let's just have fun with that. And that's all you have to do. Don't take anything seriously. Just have fun with it. And then you'll say, oh my God, the light seems to be working a little bit better now. And then it won't work. You say, oh, let's go back and do a little bit of processing here. And let's play with this idea. Let's have an experiment. What if you could become a vibrational match to a perfectly working light? Well, that would mean you dropped your resistance to what your life looks like now. You dropped your resistance to how the conditions are now. You dropped your belief in yourself as a victim, and you took on this new possibility that you could be the creator of your reality. And that light is just one of your creations.
All right. Yeah, that was very enlightening. Thank you so much.
Excellent. Who's next?
Hey, Joshua. I have a question regarding our limited beliefs. Can it get to a point where you can process like 15 in a day?
Do you have 15 hours?
Oh, sure.
You can get to a point where you can have a manifestation event, notice the fear or the negative emotion that comes up, realize it's a manifestation event in the moment, and then look at it from a higher perspective. That can be done with every manifestation event you do. But if you really want to understand the underlying limiting beliefs, you might want to dig a little deeper. Now, if you can have a manifestation event, not act on an urge, which will not incur a new manifestation event, let it be as it is, see it as for your benefit, not blame the event or the people involved, and look at it from a higher perspective. Why did this come now? Oh, maybe it came because I was thinking about this or worrying about this or this other thing. And say, okay, so maybe there's a limiting belief here. What's that limiting belief? Boom, inner wisdom. Inner wisdom comes in, says, what's that emotion you felt? Think about that emotion. Oh, you aren't being respected, or you're not getting what you want, or your things are falling apart, or whatever it is. What's that limiting belief? And then maybe you can hear the limiting belief in there. And maybe you can play a game with it in the moment. And as long as you're not encountering 15 manifestation events a day, then you will notice that things get quieter in your life. That the next day there's only 14 manifestation events. And the next day there's 13. And then a week goes by and you've only had two. And then a month goes by, you've only had two. And then you encounter some manifestation event that's small, but you feel intense negative emotion. Why did I get so upset over that little thing? Oh, okay. That's how this work progresses. Now, if you're getting 15 every day, well, it just shows you that you're not really uncovering the limiting belief. You're not really seeing yourself as a creator. You're still perceiving yourself as a victim. You're still thinking that those people should be different, that I should be getting what I want, that I'm not getting what I want. And with that perspective that you're the victim of outside conditions or that people make you feel certain things, well, then you're going to be shown manifestation events over and over and over again because your inner self will not relent. Your inner self knows your pre-birth intentions. Your inner self knows who you truly are. Your inner self knows that you want to go on this journey of self-discovery to discover the authentic version of you, not the inauthentic version. So if you're spending your time exploring who you're not, acting on urges to change conditions, trying to control, you're going to get manifestation events, a lot of them. If you release control, stop acting on urges to change conditions, have faith that everything is working out, not need anything to be different than it is, and start thinking, what if? What if I knew who I was? What if I actually am the creator of my reality? What if I am actually source? What if this is how it's supposed to be? What if I really am this intrepid explorer that's out here in advance of others, paving a new trail? What if this curiosity I have about this law of attraction stuff is actually who I am? What if there's nothing but fear and love, and I'm actually only love? And the fear is just acting on this illusion, just playing this old game. What if I start embracing a new game? What would that be like? And then when you go on that journey of self-discovery, everything starts working. Manifestation events do not need to happen because you're on your trail. You're not deviating from your path. You're not exploring the detours. You're on the highway on the journey of self-discovery as you intended. And so manifestation events are no longer needed. In fact, from this higher vibration where you perceive yourself as a creator of your reality, you can't see anything as wrong. You can't perceive that things should be different than they are. And that all but eliminates manifestation events. If you see everything as right and everything is good and everything happening for you and not needing to control any of it, well, then that eliminates the manifestation event. Now, you wouldn't want to be that way just to eliminate manifestation events because you think, I don't want to feel negative emotion. You want to be this way because you want to understand who you truly are. You want to be the authentic version of you. You want to move forward in this lifetime to greater levels of clarity. And you've moved massively in this lifetime towards greater levels of clarity. But, you know, you still have limiting beliefs. They're still there. And they're still calling you back into that limited version of you. That's the yin and the yang. That's the rubber band that's stretching. And so as you stretch towards more authenticity, you get pulled back a little bit towards more control. As you move towards more levels of clarity, something happens to cause you to feel a little fear. That's part of the game because that's part of the expansion of who you are. That's exactly why you're here and what you're doing. And so, yes, you could do it mentally, but if it's occurring over and over again, the same thing, we suggest diving a little deeper, spending a little more time, and having a lot more fun with it. This is an amazing group of brilliant explorers of physical reality here to discover new stuff, more stuff, higher level thinking, not to go anywhere you think you need to go, but just because this journey is fun for explorers, and you're all magnificent explorers. And with that, we are complete.
Thank you, Joshua. Thank you. Thank you. Wow. Thanks, everyone. Thank you.
Awesome questions.
Thank you for joining us for this episode of Joshua Live. If you have a question you would like Joshua to answer on the show, send us a message on Facebook at www.facebook.com/teachingsofjoshua. As always, remember that you are loved more than you can imagine, by more than you could ever count. We'll see you next time.